Welcome to Episode 7, Waking Up with Spirit, with your medium, Laura Evans. This week, I'd like to touch a little bit on main guides and protector guides. When you hear the word protector, you probably envision a large male or a Viking with huge muscles, a warrior, or even a soldier. All of these could be who your protector guide is. My main communicator to the other side is also one of my protector guides. Your main guide, for you, could be your joy guide. These are the only two guides that remain with us from birth until our death. Our other guides come and go based on the lessons that we need to learn in our lifetime. Our protector guides do just that. We have entrusted them with our safekeeping while we're here on Earth. Like our joy guides, most protectors have lived in a body on Earth at one time. Some protectors even have had military training and backgrounds. These spirits are highly skilled and continue to use their energy to work for us. You may be asking yourself, well, why would I need this guide? I'm only a housewife, or a librarian, or a baker. But no matter how mundane our lives may seem, we all face potential dangers from time to time. And in these instances, our protectors are there. Think of when you've been alone at night, in a mall parking lot. It's very dimly lit. And you're walking by yourself. Or when you have taken a drive, and now it has begun to rain severely, so hard that you can barely see the road in front of you. This is when our protector guides come into play. Whenever I am faced with something like that, I call my protector guides and I ask them to surround the car or myself and help me to stay extra alert and to aid me to reach my destination safely. If you have been following my podcast series, you know the story I told about being lost in downtown Richmond, Virginia. Definitely, I believe that my protector guide, and my runner guide, and my guardian angels were all working with me to get me to my destination safely. In my younger years, before I knew about the roles of guides, or calling to them when I needed assistance, I had a car accident, at least once a year. And not just a ding or a scratch. It got so bad that my parents' insurance company threatened to drop me from the policy. I can say now that it has been close to 12 years since I have had a major accident. Why do you think this is? Because now I know to call on these guides and angels for assistance and protection. We must know, though, we cannot solely rely on our spirit helpers. The universe responds to our requests when we act accordingly. Our guides serve natural law, which means they cannot interfere in any way if we haven't asked for assistance first. That would upset our free will. We have to remember, we must try our best to avoid harm as well. Our protector guides can also help us in repelling and dissipating negative energies. There are energies everywhere we go. These energies can become attached to our auras and make us sick, tired, aggressive, and negative. I suggest that you do the grounding meditation that I have provided here on my podcast channel, as well as call in your protector guide. There will be people in your life that are less than desirable. Sometimes we are meant to meet them, either for our soul's growth or theirs. In this work, if you decide to do this and help other people, you will come in contact with them. I always trust that my guides will be there, helping me through my lessons when I ask. Another role a guide can have in our lives is doctor-teacher. We all have favorite teachers. that we remember from school. The reason they probably stand out to us now is because they inspired us to achieve our very best. Our teacher guides are a huge asset to us because they are concerned with our spiritual development. They are our strictest taskmasters and our biggest cheerleaders in our spiritual growth. These doctor teachers, as in doctors of philosophy, have lived a human incarnation or two or more sometime in history. Your teacher will tell you what he or she used to do on Earth if you ask them. They assist us in writing, going back to school, higher education, learning different languages, and so much more. Whatever we would like to do to enhance our spiritual development. They can even answer that nagging question that has been plaguing you for weeks. Say you go into a bookstore and a book falls off the shelf or just jumps out at you in a way that the title means something. When you pick it up and the first page you turn to happens to be the answer to the question that you've been asking. They often help me to choose books to do research with. Once you get to know this important spirit guide, you will undoubtedly recognize his or her presence in your life. There is still one more guide that I need to touch on, and that is our doctor chemist. Our doctor chemist guides have a couple of important functions, and both of them center around working closely with our energy bodies to bring changes. They are very concerned with our physical state and well-being, and are interested in us maintaining a healthy lifestyle, so they monitor our food and drink intake and can help us make good choices about diet. They are closely linked with nutrition and exercise, and of course, our chemists can help us to find and maintain an exercise regimen that is best suited to our needs. In addition to your day-to-day health, our doctor chemists can aid us in healing physical ailments that manifest in our lives. Of course, as in the case of our protectors, it is always better if we work in accordance with our chemists and try to avoid potential problems before they arise. So if you have lingering back pain, perhaps your chemist can help you find a good chiropractor or massage therapist instead of you waiting in pain until your pain is so bad you need surgery. Doctor chemists are especially adept at helping you to find the solutions in the physical world that you need to address that your body may be manifesting. Tuning in and allowing yourself to trust this guide is vital to utilizing the skills of your doctor chemist. Our chemists are skilled metaphysicians. We can look to them to help manipulate the energy bodies surrounding our physical bodies to produce changes for the better in our physical selves. Energy healing works because the healer addresses the issue from within the auric field of her client, rather than working directly on the body itself. Many times, physical problems can be avoided by eliminating them in the aura before they manifest in the body. Our chemists can also help facilitate healing from their position in the spirit world. We only need to ask for their assistance. There are many times when my children have become ill, and I am a Reiki healer as well as a medium. So I have called on my doctor chemist, as well as using my Reiki energy, and worked with my children's doctor chemist to help to heal them. It's very comical now, whenever my daughter has an ache or a pain, she asks me to help her heal. And we will call on her guides, and I will help her with my Reiki, and before long, she's feeling better. So whether you are a medium, or just interested in getting to know your guides, your doctor chemist is an important member of your band. The healing presence of your chemist will be one that you cherish once you get to know them better. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you have enjoyed it. You can find me at mediumlaura.com, mediumlauraevans.com, and if you're listening through another broadcasting service, you can find my podcast page at mediumlauraevans.podomatic.com. And as always, may spirit continue to guide, direct, and protect you.